gents. Here it is, the show you've been waiting for, the show you've heard so much about. This is the show that gives you what you want the way you like it. So move right up front for Full Frontal Nudity.
David Harris and Jeffrey Witter are about to play us a little something. Play us a little something. Is this Full Frontal Nudity? Full Frontal Nudity.
It's 7 o'clock in Crowley, Oregon. 8 o'clock in Idaho Falls. 9 o'clock in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
In Baltimore, it's 6:42.
And you are listening to a very cold, windy night here on the East Coast. A live FFN on the air Thursday night podcast.
Coming to you live from sunny Florida.
Yeah. Now, and this is the second week in which culties have cropped up. And this time, we can't blame Block Talk Radio.
Whose fault is it this time?
We can blame T-Mobile. Blame
okay.
T-Mobile. We are full phone nudity. You were saying?
I was just saying that T-Mobile are obviously not winning.
No. But as I was saying, we are full frontal nudity.
We are?
My name is Jeffrey Witte, and I'm joined by my co-host, my bandmate, the other guy on the show.
Yep, that's me, the other guy on the show.
Yes. And, yeah, you're listening to us on blogtalkradio.com. And you're looking at the show page. You can download this episode when it's done. You can listen to it in the archives. Or you can go and hit the little iTunes icon, subscribe to the show, and download all this goodness. If you can find the goodness in it, you can download it. And we also have a website, www.fullfrontalnudity.com. And with that .com, yes. Everything FFN, go there and buy some crap. It's not like we don't ask you every week. Buy some crap.
We're not asking. We're begging. Buy some crap, please.
Exactly. If you're a returning listener, we thank you for returning. If you're a new listener, well, we got to welcome you. The only way we know how. So welcome.
Welcome to a Nickelback free zone.
And some Chris Martin fans. Well, why are you listening?
No play for Coldplay.
And long live Alter Bridge.
Everyone knows that Creed blows.
And there's no way to introduce these guys.
We draw the line at Florida Georgia line.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, a wise man once said,
Bono is a pompous ass.
A very, very wise man.
Yes. As we hear at FFN on the air and FFN Rule MF. And all things FFN, we live by a mantra, and it goes like this.
Chipping away at the foundation of sanity, one podcast at a time.
Yes. So now we got all that out of the way. But we can move on now.
Am I on the show?
Little bit. going here a little bit. Chat room is open. You want to type something in the chat room? Better yet, why don't you call us?
I'll tell you what, then. Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
347-884-9655. That number again.
I called in.
Yes, he did. Why? Because T-Mobile wouldn't let me call him. For some reason.
You can call in, too. 347-884-9655.
There you go. Now that we both said it, you got to call in. It's not one thing, it's another thing, Abbott. So,
like to take a look at the news. Like to take a look at the news.
And there's not a whole lot of news. I think today we're observing the death of Bon Scott.
But why are we observing the death? Shouldn't we be observing the life of Bon Scott?
No, everywhere that I look, I saw 1980 death of Bon Scott.
But still,
we should be.
You know, Bon Scott was a character, that's for sure.
Yes, he was.
But, you know, we should be celebrating his life rather than the fact that he died on this set.
So, that we'll celebrate. We're not playing any of their songs.
Of course, that's just my opinion. I could
you have you. Y'all have at least one AC/DC CD available to you, or album, cassette, 8-track, whatever. Celebrate Bon Scott's life. Crank one up.
Turn us off and listen to some AC/DC.
There you go. That sounds like a good plan. And it looks like 2015... one of our favorite heavy metal singers is going through that C word disease that we don't like to mention on the show. Bruce Dickinson, one of the great metal singers running Iron Maiden.
Who was mentioned
has been
last
undergoing,
week.
Yeah, that's so we're not lying when we say he's one of our favorites. He's undergoing cancer treatment, according to the article on Ultimate Classic Rock. He's just finished up one round of treatments.
Well, let's hope
that
they,
now they're...
Hope they stamp it out.
Yeah. We don't like cancer. Cancer sucks.
We already lost DL. If we lose Bruce, we only have Halford left.
And then, you know, we lose Halford. There's still hope. Because Chad Kroeger is still around.
Yes, but could you endure a Nickelback marathon? Would you
no,
want to?
But there is a guy who's doing it, though. Jesse Carey is doing a very stupid thing for a very good cause.
He's
yes,
doing what? No,
he's listening, listening to Nickelback continuously for a week, so you don't have to.
And if you want to, then stop listening to us.
Yeah, because just remember that this is how you feel.
The only thing I want to hear right now is the sweet sound of this Nickelback CD cracking as I drive over it repeatedly.
Exactly.
But what Jesse is doing is he won't stop until this coming Sunday. He's raising money for Charity Water, which is a group that constructs wells in developing countries. And his initial goal was to gather $10,000 for this organization. But before he listened to song one from Nickelback, people pledged well past $18,000 as of the writing of the article.
They were hoping you wouldn't have to listen to any Nickelback.
Yes. But I guess he's going to do it anyway. I hope he has good health insurance.
That makes him a better man.
Sanitarium that the sanitarium that he has to go to, I hope that they accept his health insurance. Because that's just horrible. We'll take a break from blabbing to get to a tune. We haven't played these guys in a while. We'll play them tonight. This is a CD that we contributed to. Yes, we, not us, we. Great band from the Baltimore area.
A legendary band.
The late 70s. Legendary. Legendary band.
But not the legendary Stardust Cowboy.
No, I'm talking Climb a Donkey. And it don't sound like that.
No.
This is from a CD that was released a few years ago now. This is a song called Heat Lightning. Climb a Donkey. We'll be back.
Go, Heat Lightning!
Climb a Donkey right there from their self-titled CD. Song called Heat Lightning.
And y'all.
Two things that we don't have going on right now. We don't have the heat, we don't have the lightning.
It happens.
So, I know.
It's beautiful weather we're having, though.
Yes, yes.
Jeff can attest to that.
A lot of snow. At least for Baltimore winter of recent note. And it loves to do lovely things to the Dish Network.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, it would get to a certain point with the 2.5 Men series finale, and then it would just freeze up, and then it would go yellow. And then I'm trying to keep calm.
And it would go yellow.
Yes. That was so funny. I'm not even playing the sound effect. If I wasn't trying to keep calm, I might. Anywho, one of the cool things is this past Sunday, big TV event on NBC. Big,
it's a really, really big show. Really big shoe.
Yes, it was. And we are talking about the 40th anniversary special for Saturday Night Live on a Sunday. Did you
because
get a
no
chance
one watches
to
TV
watch
on a Saturday.
But did you get a chance to watch it?
I watched it live, not dead.
Okay. Because for some reason I thought that there was other stuff going on that you would have to watch it later.
There was plenty of other stuff, but because of the way the DirecTV DVR wants to record what it wants to record, we got SNL live, so.
Okay, so I thought it was a very, very good special. I thought it was time well spent.
There were some weak moments, but overall, I would say it was a good show.
Yeah. I mean, one of the nice things is they did bring back some of the skits that I've always liked.
At least, I'm just glad that Turd Ferguson got to make an appearance.
There you go. There you go. That's the common theme for what we've been talking about for the last few minutes. That some folks that you didn't expect to see on some, the big TV events this week came back. And Turd Ferguson was one of them. That was pretty, pretty cool. What I want to know is, why is Kanye West everywhere?
He was there just so he could be poked, a little fun could be poked down during Wayne's World.
Got that? And then he did the vocal performance.
I don't know what
that
performance was.
But
actually,
the big question.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, you know, it's one thing to have Kanye there, but did he really, they only had 4 or 5 performance slots, and he had to be one of the performers?
Yeah. But see, I have like a question mark for one of the performers.
Well, yeah.
And
let's
that
just
would
say,
be,
you know. Go ahead. I know who you're going to say.
That would be Paul. That would be Sir Paul.
And you know what I think the problem is? He had his big Valentine's Day concert the night before.
Yeah, now see, the way that I took it was I didn't think he was like out of it. I thought that either he was under the weather or he strained his voice at some other point. We both know. I think any McCartney fan would know that he still's got his voice.
Yeah, I think the problem was it was just a bad night because he performed the night before. McCartney's not one of them people that do back-to-back concerts now. But, I mean, he's up there in age,
right,
too. He usually has a night or two off in between concerts. So I think that may have been a little too much. Because he sounded better. I had a feeling when they did I Just Seen a Face at the beginning. And though Paul didn't sound awful, he sounded weak.
Yeah.
And I didn't think there would be another performance, to be honest. So, you know, I'm not going to complain. Paul is Paul. Even though he's my third favorite Beatle, he's still a legend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's something that my two favorite Beatles aren't, which is still alive.
So,
I mean, cut the man some credit there.
All right, so that leaves out Ringo. No peace and love for Ringo.
Ringo's dead last. And he can blame Caveman on it.
What about Pete Best? Where would you put Pete Best?
Pete Best doesn't even make my list. There are only four Beatles.
Okay.
George Martin, Billy Preston. If I added other Beatles, Pete Best would be past them. And hell, Billy Preston would be above Ringo. Okay?
Yeah.
But, I mean, here's the thing. I know they rectified it later in the show, but as I'm watching the show, Miley Cyrus comes out to perform with Fred Armisen on tambourine.
Armisen on tambourine, and McCartney's drummer was playing backup drums.
I didn't even notice who else was in the band, because all I was thinking that whole performance is, Paul Simon is there. Why in the is Miley Cyrus singing a Paul Simon song when Paul Simon is right there?
All right.
Of course,
our listeners, this is a testament of how talented David Harris is. He is doing his own bleeps.
But
true.
I'm serious.
I might add.
But seriously, I know we found out later when Paul performed. Okay, so there's Paul. But still, at that moment in time in the program, it was like a true what the freak. Yeah. But I mean, I'll give her credit. She sang. She oversang. But
yeah.
You know, I didn't hear any auto-tune or anything. No vocal effects. I'll give her that.
Well, but yeah, all in all. Yeah,
I'll take
Ray
Kitts now.
Yes. And now yet another kind of hypocritical move, if you picked up on it. Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake opened up the show and during their little medley.
Yes, he did a little bit
Justin
of the Dean
sang his big act.
And when they showed the clip,
it was
deep.
Dick in a box. Dick in a box.
Yeah.
You heard it. And then they showed during the film segment, it was still bleep. That's
it's
hypocritical.
Dick in a box. Yeah, it's funny. Dick was unacceptable for midnight on a Saturday. Perfectly okay for 8 o'clock on a. But there was a couple jokes like that during the on the Celebrity Jeopardy with Will Ferrell's Alex Trebek. It's a little too early for that.
Yeah, well, another thing, you bring up Celebrity Jeopardy, and then looking at the clock here, we'll have to do our midway show stuff. Interesting article. Now, one of the big stories was Eddie Murphy was going to make an appearance. And he did. It wasn't like what you would expect. He just came out and said a few words.
Yeah,
but
so
I read that during the Celebrity Jeopardy portion, they had asked him or tried to get him to do the Bill Cosby impersonation that Kenan Thompson ended up doing. But he didn't want to kick Bill Cosby while he was down.
But you know what I heard, though, that kind of disappointed me? During rehearsals, Eddie Murphy was working on a buckwheat bit.
Oh.
So I guess it got cut, but that was kind of disappointing because Eddie Murphy returning to Saturday Night Live for the first time in forever, and all he did
right.
was give a little boring speech, let's be honest. A little thank you,
yeah.
blah, 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 blah. When he could have been out there doing a new buckwheat bit. Call
yeah.
me crazy, but I'd rather have a buckwheat bit.
Well, who
but
knows
then again,
what happened.
Then again, a lot of the egos did come out because Eddie Murphy's one of the known Saturday Night Live egos, though the biggest of all is obviously Chevy, who
yeah.
looks like he's a real big ego now. Did
yeah.
you notice that?
Yeah.
He's
yes,
got to
I
change
did.
His name.
So a lot of comments like that, yeah.
He's a lot bigger than Chevy Chase, Maryland, now.
Since we're at the halfway point now, we got another half hour left in the live
Woo!
Show. FFN on the air, the Thursday night podcast. We're full for all nudity. My name is Jeffrey Witte, and I'm joined by the pro himself, my
the other guy,
co-host, my bandmate, the other guy, and. Maybe Kanye Twitty will make an appearance at some point. I don't know.
Did you
the chat room is open. Go
yeah.
ahead.
Chat with us. No, I was just going to mention, did a certain family member of mine send you a picture? Because he said we should use it for an album cover.
I don't know. The one that I have came from my friend Karen.
No, this is a picture of said family member that you know and I know. He's no longer in Maryland.
No, I didn't receive anything like that.
Then I
but
will have to forward
go
to it
the
to you.
Chat room. Go to the chat room.
Yes,
or
chat,
you can give
chat,
us a call.
Or call us. Both of us will be on the phone line.
You
can play with us, Daddy.
That number is 347-884-9655. And oh, look, we got another call.
Oh.
Let's take a call. Hello, caller. Oh,
my
goodness. Calling us, saying they're freezing their asses off.
No.
Yes. There's not much we can do about that. But now that we babbled on for a little bit, another song and another running theme. This is a CD that we contributed to ourselves monetarily. We've been playing cuts every week. Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. It's getting tight, yo.
Rock and roll bitches coming next week.
This is the Ravens. from CD, History Repeats Itself. You go to CD, baby, pick it up. Go see them when they come to Rams Head Live, too. They'll do this song. I know they will, because they do it tight. They do it really tight. How tight do they do it, Dave?
Do they do it penny tight?
They do it penny tight. Ravens, penny tight.
Hold on tight.
History repeats itself. Yes. Hold on tight. Now, we were talking about TV. Let's talk about two TV shows on opposite sides of the spectrum. One really cool one and one seriously crappy one. Let's start with the crappy one. You saw the Australian version of this, so you can definitely give me insight to this.
I only watched the first episode, so can't give you that much insight.
Well, you probably get the same type of information that I do, because I watched the first episode of the American version. And it sucks key balls. It is horrendous. It is pretentious. And when I commented on that on Facebook, you said so was the Australian version.
Yes.
I mean, what was it, as convoluted as anything?
It was just ludicrous, you know. The fact that this person would pretty much be blacklisted for slapping someone else's kid, sure, he would have been given some grief, but the way this year, it made it out to be like he started World War III.
From what I saw in this first episode, it's think of like if a series didn't make it on Cinemax, but they need to salvage it, so they put it on NBC. It was that kind of idea. It was just like a desperate attempt to be edgy. And there wasn't one character that I liked. There wasn't.
That sounds like when I watched Suits.
You know, it's just, usually, even in a crappy show, even in a show that Dave gets on me for watching, there's going to be at least one character where I go, okay, if nothing else, I watch it for this character.
Oh, and don't forget, another Who classic is about to be molested for television with the upcoming CSI Cyber.
Yeah, so right there. I mean, I'll probably watch that, and it won't be like the slap. I'll find someone or something, I'll find some redeeming quality in it. When Dave talked about Pete Townsend and the Who's catalog being molested, I go, yeah, but Dave, there's this. I go, and he'll go, I don't want to hear any of that. But Dave, no, I will slap you. No, don't bring that film back up to me.
You'll see the live slap.
Not that show. No, none of these characters, I wanted to see them all get on a bus and have the bus crash. I know it's a horrible thing to say, but that there wasn't one you got like Zachary Quinto, Uma Thurman, Sandy Newton. All right. I like them, just not on this show. It's a horrible show. And Peter Sarsgaard, or whatever his name is, he doesn't help it. Because the brown bunny just keeps popping into my head. And what he made his girlfriend, wife, do on film.
That was
him, very...
That wasn't Peter Sarsgaard, though. That was... Oh, God, what the hell is his name?
Oh.
I can't think of his name. He's pretentious. Pretentious director.
Okay.
He did
Buffalo 66. That's why. So I will discard that comment. But still, whenever I see him. What's that?
I'm trying to think of the movie. He did Buffalo 66, but I can't think of his name.
Hmm. Anyhow,
Vincent Gallo.
A heap of pretentious. Vincent Gallo, okay.
Very pretentious guy.
Yeah. All right, so, you know, I'm not going to watch that show again because I don't like it. A show I will watch is on Pop TV, a show that I do like. It's called Schitt's Creek.
Didn't watch it.
Well, you know, if you're a listener and you decide to watch it, especially if you're into the type of humor Christopher Guest has put into his work. And you got Eugene Levy. This is a show that he and his son, Daniel, I believe his name, Daniel, created. And
you know, it's a show that I'm getting into. I have to watch the third episode after we wrap up tonight, along with everything else that my DVR has recorded. And I want to give a shout out to Zevon. Hello, Zevon.
Yes, he's voicing his displeasure with my podcasting as we speak. he would rather me give him some pettings than, because he already got his.
Yeah, if you already got his.
He already got his food for tonight, so that can't be what he wants. I gave it to him early in hopes that he went and barked during the show, you know?
No, he needs to do it. If Cousin Jimmy isn't calling in anytime soon, we need, like, a third person. And that third entity will be Zevon. And he will be a good man. Or good dog.
Nah, he's a bad dog.
If you get a chance to see the show, I'm sure they'll repeat it every day, every hour on the hour, that sort of thing. I mean, it does have some decent laughs to it, but you really have to be connected to that Christopher Guest mockumentary sense of humor. I know you are, but anybody listening to this, you know, if you like the Best in Show and Waiting for Guffman, those type of movies, A Mighty Wind, you'll probably enjoy this show. But we got another song to play. Unless you have anything to add before we play it.
I have nothing to say. But it's okay. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
This CD came out not too long ago. We got to see these shown play out. I know I got to see them at least once. You might have got to see them two or three times. I know.
Twice.
I got to see them once. Okay, well, that's what I said, two or three times. I know I got to see them once. And the name of the CD, since I don't have it in front of me?
Sounds Delicious.
Sounds Delicious. Band does sound delicious. The band called Jam Sandwich. Jam with a B, Sandwich. It's one of the tracks off the CD called House Is Not a Home. Jam Sandwich. And Zevon wants a jam sandwich too.
Do.
I can dig it. Jam sandwich. Jam with a B sandwich.
All one word.
House is not a home. All one word. And, you know, there's three distinctly sounding songs that we played tonight. They contain three guys on each of them. You have John Tracy on drums, Bobby Hurd singing and playing guitar, and then it was all about the bass. Our man Lee Townsend.
Ooh. Hand delivered my jam sandwich CD earlier this week. That's why we just had to feature it this week.
Right. But of course, I got to wait for Dave to send it through. So whenever he would send it through, that's when we would play it, and he got right on it. We'll be playing more tracks in the coming weeks. It is a good CD. Not a clunker in the bunch.
Well, there's only, what, 7 songs?
Well, I think it was 6.
Yeah, 6 or 7, I knew that. two Bobby Hurd tunes, including probably the most requested Bobby Hurd tune, Operation Heat, back to No Heroes, which is the band after Crack the Sky originally broke up.
Wow.
So.
That's groovy, man.
At least that's what I'm assuming by the writing credit, because your favorite person, Kerry Ziegler, gets a writing credit on it.
Yeah. I'm finding that I'm becoming soft about stuff I was so hard for.
Well,
I think Kerry Ziegler's expensive hobby is going that way too.
You know, the thing is, it was a lot of it was based on a certain Schmoelen.
But he doesn't have a whole lot of stores now, does he?
Well, there nobody that owned Record and Tape Shares has anything to do with it anymore. It's FYE now. And all but name
wow.
is FYE.
Cool. And that's why you should just head on out to Tracks on Wax. One of the good Record and Tape Sucker employees runs that store.
Well, you know, I'm not going to knock all the people at Record and Tape Traders. There are a couple good people, like Greg, who at one time worked for Tracks on Wax, still works at Record and Tape Suckers in Towson. He's a good guy. But there are a lot of pretentious pricks working there, too. So, screw all the young pretentious pricks. But Greg's a good guy.
That's right. And this show is brought to you by the word pretentious. Because I think we've used that word more times than any other word. At least tonight. Pretentious, pretentious, pretentious.
Sponsored by the Pretentious Pricks of America Club.
And Kanye Twitty. And the NBC show The Slap. It's just a bad show, folks. It really is. Some film school student said, I'm going to be edgy. And
I'll tell you.
And I'm going to develop this foreign TV show for an American market. But just make it an hour where you go, you know, it feels like an hour.
Be glad of one thing. It can't go more than a season.
Okay, good. Good. And I know you're hoping that CSI Cyber doesn't go more than a season as well.
Well, it's the only one left, so. Because the original one's all but canceled now. So, I mean, let the CSI junkies have one show. I'm not going to complain.
Well, you know, when you've been on so long and you've dominated some of that time, but you've always been a force in prime time. It's yeah. You know, don't drill it down into a hole. There's like, well, I think one original cast member left on Las Vegas CSI. Who knows? Maybe they can get David Caruso to come back. He was in Miami. Now he's been Shanghai. And now he's got to go to Vegas. How about Ted Danson? And that would be almost written in stone that Dave would never watch that show. He doesn't
watch
it now.
I don't watch anything with the letters C, S, and I in some form or another.
So no Sons of Anarchy.
No CSI there, but screw that show, too.
No, it has the S and the C.
It's got to have all three as initials.
Ah.
The only one I would have watched is if CSI CSNY would have come to pass.
But no, it didn't.
and the British lady has talked to me. It's time to go.
Happy trails to you.
To you.
Until we
meet again.
Bomba-dee-da, bomba-dee-da, bomba-dee-da.
If you did tune in this week to listen to us live, thank you for tuning in. If you're a returning listener, whether you're listening in the archives or you're going to download the episode, whatever, thank you for listening. You should be back next week.
We might.
God willing, and the creeks don't rise.
The only way to find out is to tune in.
There you go.
That's a cliffhanger for y'all.
Oh, boy. So, I mean, what else is there to say?
Oh,
not a whole hell of a lot. So,
Is the show over?
Yep.
Yes, Rob, it is.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
FFN, on the air, off the air.
This is just in case you had any other stuff you wanted to talk about.
I do not have anything. You know, this was just an uneventful week.
Well, I mean, we got a lot of stuff out.
Matter of fact, I'm double timing tonight. As we podcast, I'm writing up records that I've cleaned and graded.
Well,
I need money, so I gotta sell some records. All doubles, but.
Oh, since he doesn't have anything, and I know I don't have anything, y'all screwed for an after show.
Aww.
And even Zevon doesn't have anything to say.
Yeah, he got quiet. He's like, screw this.
So, if you're listening, I hope it's warm where you're at. And we'll continue this conversation next week. Because
same bat to
Zevon's quiet. That's right. Zevon's quiet, and Dave is writing up the records he's cleaned and graded. And I'm going to watch the last 10 minutes of the series finale of Two and a Half Men, which I'm reading what was a disappointing ending.
Yes. I didn't see it. That's what
I won't. Well, it's just that what I was seeing just going through Facebook and whatever, is that the ending was crap. The rest of what I saw before I came up to get the show started, I thought there was enough there to go. This was pretty cool.
Well, my problem
all the comments that I saw was the ending.
You know, I only need to watch the last 5 minutes. But I'm like, where the hell is this going to go in this last 5 minutes?
I mean, then The Mentalist wrapped up. And they played it kind of safe.
Yeah, I saw it was a happy ending. I'm like, how unballsy of them.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I mean, it's satisfying to a lot of people. And again, that this goes back to the comment that I was making before. For that finale, they brought back Rigsby and Van Pelt, which was cool. But it was playing it safe. I thought that maybe, perhaps, they could have thrown in like one little thing, like one little image before the ending credits, just to make you go, what happened? Yeah. Somebody lurking in the woods or something. But they didn't do that. So it was a Hollywood ending, let's put it that way.
Yes. They went with the safe, happy ending. But what can you do?
It's not our show.
Can't please everyone.
So why try? Why try? Oh. Until next week, folks. Yeah, it was about 4 minutes of an after show. And you can only get it if you're listening in the archives or you download the episode or subscribe to the show. Because this is the gold. The live, you have to put us through the live to get to the gold.
No.
Because dead air is gold. Anywho, enjoy getting your records together. I hope it brings you tons of bucks.
I doubt it. So far, no one's bit. That's why I'm revamping the list a little.
Don't.
And I also need to pull the albums off the list that I gave you for Christmas.
Okay. Well.
I have them. So anyway, have a good night, Jeff.
Good night. Oh, no. British lady.